You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Baptist Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. I'm thrilled to be joined with one of the foremost authors and evangelical intellectual leaders. I'm talking about Dr. Albert Moeller, who serves as president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. Dr. Moeller, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Brian, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And we are thrilled about your new book, We Cannot Be Silent, Speaking Truth to a Culture Redefining Sex, Marriage, and the Very Meaning of Right and Wrong. Now, you were part of a conference in Oklahoma last March where you let us know that this book was forthcoming, and I stopped to think about what all has happened between March and today here in the fall, and you have been right there in the mix, speaking forth truth to the culture. And I thought we could jump right in and ask, you know, we know accordingly why you wrote the book, but what were some of the goals or aims you had in doing a work like this?
Well, you know, my main aim was to help Christians to think through these issues and understand, in the first place, what the Bible actually teaches comprehensively about human sexuality, especially in light of the most pressing headlines we face. And then also to come to an understanding of how this moral revolution happened and is still unfolding before us, because intelligent Christians really need to know how to understand these things, because our children and grandchildren are entering a world in which this is the only reality they're going to know.
One thing I love, you didn't just jump right into talking about the issue of acceptance of homosexuality or same-sex marriage. You start to trace some of the origins biblically, culturally. You talk about the arrival of birth control and easy divorce. Why were you so intentional about including that, and could you expand on that a moment?
Well, you know, when it comes to the sexual revolution, most of us tend to go straight to the most pressing issue, which is, at least until recently, same-sex marriage and the normalization of homosexuality. But the sexual revolution really began a lot earlier. And Christians, to be honest, really weren't fully aware of what was happening. So we had a sexual revolution that began in the beginning of the 20th century and was really the engine behind the development of birth control. And many Christians just assumed that was a matter of medical research. It was medical research driven by sexual revolutionaries. And then we had the redefinition of marriage in the late 1960s and early 1970s with the arrival of no-fault divorce. That was a complete transformation of marriage, even before we got to same-sex marriage. It turned a lifelong covenant into a temporary contract. And to put the matter bluntly, you can't have same-sex marriage until you've already redefined marriage with no-fault divorce.
Amen. Well, could you also talk about what other challenges you try to outline in the book? I believe, for example, religious liberty, what role this all has with these issues we're talking about?
Well, we have a head-on collision here because the redefinition of marriage comes with an entire system of laws that will have to fall into place. And the same thing's true with the normalization of homosexuality. So you just take the LGBT set of issues, and then you take them immediately to the workplace, or you take them to public office, or you take them to the public schools, or you take them to the local Christian college campus, and there's going to be a direct collision between what I call erotic liberty or sexual liberty and religious liberty. And we're already seeing the threat to religious liberty, and we're seeing increasingly that religious liberty is losing. And for instance, you take the former fire chief of Atlanta. He was one of the most highly respected, highly decorated first responders in the nation, but he was fired by the mayor for holding publicly to a biblical understanding of sexual morality in marriage. And that's just one signal of what's to come.
You talk in the book, you just take on some of the hard questions. In fact, there's a feature that makes the book so helpful toward the end, answering the hard questions, where you take several distinct questions that are really coming to the home front. And one that jumped out to me would be, should a Christian attend a same-sex wedding ceremony? Why or why not?
You know, the answer just has to be no, and in particular because of the character of a wedding. We find this even in the Bible. To be at a wedding is to approve of it. That's by definition. And, you know, people have heard that for centuries now, just even in the language that's most customary to us from the Book of Common Prayer. when the minister says, if there be anyone present who knows any reason why these two should not be joined together, and in fact, the original language is, it should be legally wed, lawfully wed, let him speak now or forever hold his peace. Well, that's just another reminder of the fact that if you are there, you are approving and celebrating the union. And that's what Christians can't do if we're going to be faithful at all to Scripture.
Amen. One thing I love about your ministry and your work, you speak forth with firm conviction, but you have just such a gentle, graceful approach. And I know many here in Oklahoma, Oklahoma Baptists, very much appreciate your ministry. The book is We Cannot Be Silent by Albert Moeller. It is available in bookstores. It's available online. Dr. Moeller, I want to compliment you on the new app, the Albert Moeller app. I have it on my iPhone. And something I noticed, you've been trying to harness some of this technology. You know, we see these cultural changes happen, and we maybe long for the days of simpler life. But what are some goals you're hoping to do with your podcast and with the app and works like that?
Well, I have a couple of goals, Brian. Thank you. One of them is to help Christians to think through these issues by providing resources and by thinking out loud so that that other people can follow the line of Christian worldview reasoning and think on the basis of Scripture through the issues for themselves. And then I also want to help especially younger Christians. And I'm thinking here of those in high school and college and graduate school in particular, because they are desperate for intellectual ammunition. And as I said in my book, The Conviction to Lead, if you want to reach young people under the age of 29, you've got to be in the digital world. And we've got good precedent for that. The Apostle Paul used all the media available to him and his generation. The Reformation was largely assisted by the development of the Gutenberg revolution and the printing press. And we should be making full use of digital media as well.
We've been talking to Dr. Albert Moeller, who is scholar, author, thought leader. The book is We Cannot Be Silent, Speaking Truth to a Culture, Redefining Sex, Marriage, and the Very Meaning of Right and Wrong. Dr. Moeller, just one more question, if I could. How can we best pray for you, and could you end us with a word of hope, something you're seeing among Southern Baptists that's giving you hope?
Yeah, you know, I appreciate that. That's one of the kindest questions you could ask, Brian. I would simply pray that the Lord would keep me physically able to do this work, and I'm thankful for the gift of health, and that he would just protect me and all those who preach and teach the gospel, because these are dangerous days, and we all need to rely upon the Lord and know that we rely upon the Lord. And the word of hope is here's the great news. Just in the last few days, it was announced that the oldest theological seminary in the country, Andover Newton Theological School, is closing because there's just no students for it anymore. Here's the good news. On Southern Baptist Seminary campuses, we've got a record enrollment. We've got 5,000 students enrolled at Southern Seminary.
Amen.
And so there's a generation of young, biblically-minded, gospel-driven Southern Baptists coming. And a lot of them are coming from the faithful churches in Oklahoma. For that, I'm just so thankful. So there's good news. There's a generation coming that's not going to compromise.
Amen. Well said. Thank you for that. And thank you for coming on the podcast to tell us about your book. Again, it's We Cannot Be Silent by Dr. Albert Moeller. Get the Albert Moeller app, visit his blog, and be sure to tune into his daily podcast, The Briefing. It is excellent at helping us make sense of news in an upside-down world with a biblical view. Dr. Moeller, thank you again for joining us.
Hey, Brian, it's always an honor. God bless you and the folks in Oklahoma.
Thank you. Blessings to you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.